The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. Now, as we record this, it is our potentially final recording day of 2020, December 16th, 2020. And as you're listening to it, it's 2021. So things could have changed. A lot of things could have happened in that time. I just want to say that.
I feel like that's the big warning at the beginning of every single one. Like, we have learned from 2020. Things change quickly.
They do indeed. They do indeed. For my question today, I mean, we've had related questions on this show, but I'm just curious, what's a time you've had a period minstrel fiasco while you've been out and about?
Oh, Lord. I don't want to get too graphic into some of the things, but yeah, I mean, I've definitely had the bleeding through the pants, putting a sweater over yourself, walking backwards to the wall, hoping no one notices the blood.
Yeah.
I've definitely, when I was younger, very embarrassed by tampons slipping out of my pocket. Or into the floor, and people knowing that I have my period. Heaven forbid. You know what, though? I was in so much pain from my period that it wasn't shame to me. I was just in pain, and I really just wanted to go away. So to me, it wasn't necessarily like I was concentrating on that. It was just, why the hell does not only my uterus, my actual vagina, my boobs, my head, my back all hurt? What is happening? So that's more of what I went through of like, oh God, everything's the worst.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of those similar experiences, but I wanted to bring one that's not necessarily period related, because I thought of it. I totally forgot. But as I've mentioned before on this show, I haven't had a period in maybe a decade. Sometimes I'll spot. Mm-hmm. But remember that time, Samantha, we went to that holiday party back when that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our building is sort of a mixed use, like Chelsea Market type thing. And our company had split. So How Stuff Works, which used to be a part of us, had moved down to a different floor. And they were having a happy hour. And we went down to enjoy this happy hour, Samantha and I, and it was lovely. And I gave birth to what I call a period baby while I was there, and it was just a huge-ass blood clot.
Right.
And I panicked and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I got to get out of here. And like this really cute guy was talking to me and I was like trying to back away. Like, oh no. And I was so, so grateful that in our building, there are free period products.
Right.
Because I don't carry them around. Like after that event, I've started doing it.
Right.
I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I guess I'll have to just ball up a bunch of toilet paper or something. Like,
right.
I'm going to have to go home. Like, and I walk to work. So I was just thinking, it's definitely going to go through my clothes. Like,
yep.
It's going to be this whole thing.
Yep.
But we're very, very fortunate in our building that there are free menstrual products.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate those moments when something just feels like the bottom drops out and you're like,
yeah.
Tidal wave.
Oh.
Tidal wave of blood. It just happened.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And then it never, that was it.
Yep.
So I still am not really sure what that was about. But anyway, today we wanted to talk about Scotland recently becoming the first place to offer tampons and pads for free in public facilities.
Yay.
On November 24th, 2020, Scottish Parliament unanimously passed the Period Products Free Provision Scotland Bill. And this access falls, providing this, these products falls to educators and local authorities. And they're supposed to provide them, quote, to anyone who needs them reasonably, easily, and with, quote, reasonable dignity. This is all after Scotland became the first country to require schools and universities to provide these products in 2017. By 2022, it is estimated to cost £8.7 million a year, this bill.
Right. And debate around the bill included discussions around heavy bleeding, endometriosis, why bathrooms need trash receptacles and toilet paper, but don't supply menstrual products, which is still a big question, again, in the country. Because, yes, as we know, in our office, it's beautiful. But yeah. Everywhere else, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very optional
right.
thing. And in a lot of places in the U.S., it's not free. It would be like 50 cents or something.
Right.
And I'd never really thought about that before, about how that you have to have the trash can, but you don't have to have
right.
the menstrual products. Good point.
Hmm.
The bill was introduced by lawmaker Monica Lennon, who has been working on ending period poverty since 2016, and said after it passed that it was, quote, a signal to the world that free universal access to period products can be achieved. Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's first minister, tweeted after it passed, proud to vote for this groundbreaking legislation, making Scotland the first country in the world to provide free period products for all who need them, an important policy for women and girls. And Scotland's official account tweeted, that's right, Scotland has become the first country in the world to make period products free for all, because in Scotland, we believe it's fundamental to dignity, equality, and human rights.
Right. Whoop, whoop. Amen. All of the things.
Yeah.
A 2017 mm-hmm. study found that in the UK, 1 in 10 girls can't afford menstrual products. And a 2018 survey of university students found that 1 in 4 had difficulty affording menstrual products and may miss entire days of school because of it. And then, you know, this is a whole other conversation about how there's a whole lot of shame in that in itself, just
yeah.
having a period all over the world. And the loss mm-hmm. of jobs due to the pandemic has worsened this problem, not surprising. And according to reports by Forbes, people may spend up to $6,000 in their lifetime on menstrual products and up to $13.25 a month.
Yeah, so this is that's a big deal if that's something we could remove from as a worry, as a financial strain.
Right.
And the loss of, like, the reverberations felt in the loss of education because of this, loss in the workforce because of this. It's a big deal.
Right.
And just those, like my story at the top of just having that comfort and, as they said, dignity
right.
of, like, I had an option. And, that if I wasn't sure that that was there, but, I mean, it was like, The skies opened up, the angels started singing, I was like,
saved.
I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Right. And then again, this kind of also opens up that conversation about the dignity of the fact that there's so much shame behind what is a mm-hmm. natural part of your body that we have no freaking choice in. Like, that is
right.
not a thing that we have any control about. And the fact of the matter is, there's so much shame and so much pressure on girls trying to figure out how to normalize this, that having it being accessible normalizes it and gives an opportunity to move on and move past the fact that this is just a bodily function that happens in our reproductive system and our growth, period.
Yes. Hey, nice. On that note, I'm very excited to see, if the rest of the world will start to follow this example, if we see other countries take note of what Scotland's doing. If we have any listeners in Scotland who have some experience, know something more, please write into
us. Be our correspondent.
Yes, be our correspondent. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Stuff I've Never Told You or on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast. Thanks as always to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Thanks, Andrew.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Boom.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.